Before my podcast, I'm so proud that MyPillow is now a sponsor. You can get an amazing discount by just using the word charisma as a promo code. I'm very happy to endorse his product. I've been using it for years, and at the end of the podcast, I'll tell you a few stories about Mike Lindell.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hello, everyone. I'm Stephen Strang, and welcome to the Strang Report podcast. You know, in my job over the years, I've been able to interview a lot of interesting people, and today I'm going to interview Ian Kilpatrick. Now, there was a program years ago, you probably don't remember, it's called What's My Line, where people would have a very interesting job and people had to guess what it was. Well, if we played What's My Line, you would never in the world believe or guess what Ian Kilpatrick is doing. So stay tuned to find out.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Stephen Strang, the founder of Charisma. This podcast is to encourage you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit and to discuss spiritual issues facing the church, our nation, and the world.
Well, welcome back. And in the opening, I was sort of teasing that Ian Kilpatrick, you wouldn't guess what he's done. He's actually the son of a good friend of mine, Joel Kilpatrick, who I've known probably 25 years. And I knew that he had, you know, a pretty good-sized family. I didn't ever meet his family back then. But Joel has actually worked with us at Charisma Media for years. In fact, I'll give him a little shout out. He helped me. He was a collaborator on this book, my latest book, God and Cancel Culture. And I was interested to get to know his son, Ian. And Ian, welcome to my podcast. And I'm going to tee this up a little bit more, but you're 25 years old. You're single. You're a musician. And you speak a language that very few Americans speak. What is that?
It's Mandarin Chinese.
Mandarin Chinese. And, you know, I was fascinated by some of the videos that I've seen. Music videos. You're a musician, and you do these music videos in Chinese, and you're dancing all around, and you're on the top of the mountain, and there's all this editing and stuff. And, boy, when I saw it, I thought this would make a great podcast just because you're so interesting and unusual. And you're a missionary, but I thought that China was kind of closed down due to COVID. So what's up?
We've all been asking that. I think we all had our ministry plans, Vision 2020, you know, December 2019. So I guess I should go back a little and say I used to live in China. And then I came back to the States just briefly to join a missions organization and was going to go straight back to China when everything shut down. I was in another country. I was in Indonesia for 2 years, just sharing the gospel there and waiting, knocking.
Well, let's go back a little farther.
Even further.
Yeah. You were raised in a Christian home.
Yes.
You have a great heritage. In fact, I've done a podcast with your grandfather.
That's right.
Who is, I'm hesitating to say he's a well-known songwriter, but his music is probably better known than his name.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us the name of his famous song?
So, he wrote, "In My Life, Lord, Be Glorified." In my life, Lord, be glorified. And then if people know another one of his songs, it's usually, "Here am I, send me to the nations," which they would sing. I think YWAM Kona used that for a long time. And
it was a great podcast. People can go back on my podcast and listen to it. And of course, I've also done podcasts with your dad. He would be an activist. In Ventura County, is that where he's from in California?
Yep.
And you know, this was when COVID was just kind of starting, and we didn't kind of know with all these government things, and things were sort of lightening up, and then it was getting worse there. And he was telling me these crazy things that some, and so we did a podcast, and he told me they couldn't get any traction with any media at all. The media out there were actually against them. And apparently people were sending my podcast around, and he told me that it actually helped them in some ways, that kind of at least somebody was paying attention, and and they were able, I guess, maybe to push back a little bit, and the government backed off, but it was just getting worse. I mean, it sounded almost like China or somewhere with some of the restrictions.
Yeah, it was getting, thankfully they backed off some of the crazier stuff that they were introducing. I'm sure probably because of some of the publicity that was.
Yeah, it wasn't, of course, my podcast alone, but anytime, the Bible says this, that where the light shines, you know, you can't hide in darkness. And this is one of the reasons that we have the freedoms we do, because the press has shown the light on the evil government, but now it seems like the press is in cahoots with the government, almost like Pravda.
You have to find independent journalism.
That's right, which in a way, Christian journalism is hopefully independent, but I did a podcast with him, and then you were raised in this very godly, conservative environment, and when you were a teenager, because your dad has bragged on you behind your back, you had a teacher who recognized that you had a gift for language. Did I say that right?
Yes, that was Mrs. Chu, Vera Chu. I will honor her forever. She insisted on having me. So I had there was a group of us in the Chinese class. At the time, I'm 13, 14. I don't know why she's giving attention to me, but she would.
So you were taking a class in school, kind of like I took Spanish back in the day.
Exactly, yeah. And she had been the one who called my parents initially saying, your son should really learn Chinese, which I did not want to do. My last choice, I was 12, and I told them, no, I don't want to do that. I want to learn Chinese. And they said, try it for a year with Mrs. Chu. And she ended up becoming one of the top influences in my life. She said in high school, she said, Ian, I'm going to tutor you for free every week during the summer. So you have to come over. I'm going to teach you to do Chinese calligraphy, learn to read articles and write your own sort of articles in response. And then at the very end, we'll make Chinese food and have dinner. And your brother and sister.
It's a lot easier to go down to the Chinese restaurant and get a Chinese meal than to learn all that. I can't imagine. I mean, I went to China once and I found it very difficult to even learn the few words that you need to learn to just be polite.
Yeah.
Can't imagine.
Stuff can mean such different things. If you could change the tone, it could, you know, this one sound could mean horse, mother, scold. It can make a sentence a question, all one sound, just depending on the tone.
So here you learned Mandarin Chinese, and how fluent are you?
I can do this. I'm not like someone who's born in China, knows all the obscure words they've ever known in their lives, but I would say fluent.
You're fluent.
Yeah.
And then how did you become a musician? Were you always talented musically?
I think just growing up in the Kilpatrick family, you just kind of sort of have to, osmosis, you're going to learn music. You know, my dad taught us piano. And then I think seeing my grandpa Bob, you know, some of my early...
He still has very active ministry.
And seeing him growing up and seeing him playing guitar and singing in Italy, you know, London, in the States, I think I just always admired that and thought, you know, I want to be like grandpa Bob. You know, I want to do what he does.
Well, I've only seen you on video, but you're very good, and you're kind of like, it's kind of like pop music. Is that right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably, I don't know. I don't know the word. So
pop, Christian, some other songs, funk, rock, just fun. I think that would be my genre, is fun.
And then with the Chinese tend to be shorter than Americans, and you're taller than the average American. So how does that makes you stand out, no pun intended, right?
I do stand out. Yeah, a lot of places, China included, yeah.
So to them, it's like fun. And I know when I was in China, people would come up, I guess students, and say, I would like to talk to you in English, to practice my English.
Yep.
And so, you know, of course, you're glad to help out. So do you run into that? People seek you out because you're...
Well,
an American?
So when I'm in China, yeah, I mean, oh, you're an American. You know, that's so cool. And then, oh, you speak English. I want to speak English with you. Can I practice? But then with if they find out that you speak their language as well, just it's like, boom, boom, boom. Wow, let's talk and be friends. You know, can I get your number? So, yeah, a lot of open doors just through the accident of birth. You know, God, you know, in that way sort of sets you up to be able to get to know people and minister to them.
And so your vision is to minister to Chinese people. Of course, Chinese are all over the world, not just in China. And of course, China is a communist country. And while for a while, it seemed like they were loosening up. In fact, when I was there, they took us in and out at night. They said we would cause too much, we draw too much attention being Westerners. But we were in a house church. It was a fairly good-sized apartment. I remember that the electricity was turned off for like 6 hours a day. So, you know, this was in the 90s. It was still pretty primitive. So it's been interesting to see everything that's happened since then. And I spent time in Hong Kong, which at that time had not switched from Britain to the communist. I'm just remembering my own experiences. But they sang with the windows open. Everybody in the neighborhood knew they were having church. And they sat on the floor, and they had a different way of singing that I was used to, you know, kind of a Chinese way of singing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was with another American, and so he was a pastor, I'm not, but they had us talk with translation and all that. It was a very, very interesting experience. I'll never forget it. And not to get off too far, because I'm interested in you, but I will say that going into China, we were asked to smuggle Bibles, which I did. I put about 50 Bibles in my, I think I had a big old duffel bag of some kind. Mm-hmm. Well, wouldn't you know that they arrested me?
No way.
Only time in my life I've been arrested. Wow. They held us for 2 or 3 hours. We were going to fly. They actually held the airplane until they decided what they were going to do with us. I can't imagine those poor people on the airplane wondering what's going on. I never felt in danger. I just sort of knew that the Chinese were not going to make an international incident over me. We were they took the Bibles. They were confiscated. Our translator told us that the guards would sell them on the black market, and so the Word of God would get in. But the Chinese were saying at the time that you did not need to smuggle the Bible because it was free. So I saw that in that era, that was not true. I was able to suffer, so to speak, for those couple of hours and identify with the church in a way I wouldn't have. And it made me mad, so that I raised, I think, $200,000 for Bibles for China. So it's like the Bible says all things work together for good. But I never, you know, I was with a whole bunch of other people. They weren't arrested, only me. So I don't know why they picked me out, but, you know, nothing real. I thought, what if I have to spend a night in a Chinese jail? It did go through my mind, and thankfully.
I mean, you don't know. You know, I actually, just to do a plug for a Charisma book, as I was published a couple of years ago, but the China's Opening Door, I love that book. And it, you were talking about it, reminded me of as I've started to meet people in that world and hear about their ministries, that's been one of the resources that I've used playing catch up.
Well, let's get back. I want to hear about your ministry I've seen the videos. In fact, on this video podcast, we're going to put it on at the end. So you need to stay tuned to watch it. On the audio, it'll be a little bit harder. You know, you won't have the graphics, of course, but you can hear the music, and it's nice sounding music. Is it your own composition or?
Yeah. Written by me, written and performed by.
So the apple didn't fall very far from the tree, did it?
I guess not.
I bet your grandpa and your mom and dad are all very proud of you. But you know, the Lord has given you this talent. You've obviously already been able to use it. But what is your vision for your ministry, your music, your own life?
Reaching young people with the gospel through music, and especially Chinese-speaking people. I think God, I mean, I've done music. I've played here in the States. I've played overseas, Indonesia, Poland. But God's been very clear, you know, and it makes sense. There's so many, almost one in every five people on earth is Chinese. And in China, but even there are more Chinese people outside of China than there are say, not to pick on any one country, but say New Zealand. There are more diaspora Chinese than there are New Zealanders on the planet. You know, there's entire country population worth of Chinese people outside, not to mention the 1.3 billion that are in. And I think my vision has always been preach the gospel to the Chinese, and especially to the younger generation. Since 2020, when a lot of the normal doors shut that I thought I was going to go through, I was going to move to Hong Kong, I was going to move mainland, and that's all really complicated right now. But there's a whole generation of Chinese people on their phones. There's a whole generation of people, even more than that, because that's limited, people who can be reached in creative ways. And I think one of those that God's really highlighted in the last year or two has been this music. And so my heart is to, whether it's, I've been releasing a lot of my music on Chinese social media, on Chinese music streaming platforms, just to start building interaction with people there, even when I can't get in there right now. And then finding them wherever. One of my favorite things to do is anywhere that I am, if I hear Chinese, I want to talk to you. You know, I want to, you know, because no one, very rarely, maybe a little more nowadays, but still, Chinese people are shocked when a foreigner comes up to them in a foreign country, speaks Chinese with them. And I know so many even diaspora Chinese, you know, networks in Europe, in the States, where there are these young people who are coming out, and the mission field is coming to us in these more accessible nations. And I think God has a purpose for why he's put this music even in me. It's not for me to just have fun and try to be a pop star or something like that. It's an open door into the hearts of these young people who just something about fun music. They're dancing, they're enjoying it. And then the access that you have to be able to say, Jesus is Lord, Jesus died for you, and to be able to talk with them. So I'm following the Holy Ghost on this one, and music ministry to the next generation.
Well, that's so inspiring. And, you know, we tend to hear about the millennials that are dropping out of church and all that kind of stuff, and to see you on fire for God with the vision for your life is so encouraging. And I know a lot of people are going to want to get in touch with you. So do you have a website, an email address?
I have an email address. And then I actually, a lot of the ways I have social media, if people use that.
Well,
Chinese.
Of course, for your generation, Chinese. Even some in my generation use social media.
Yeah, so I've got all of the regular ones in the West. I've got Chinese social media, if anyone listening happens to use those.
Well, tell us what they are. The good thing about a podcast is you can stop it and rewind it if you miss it the first time around.
So my email, you can contact me at ian.s.kilpatrick@gmail.com. Real easy. And then social media, Instagram. Let's see if I remember this. Instagram, I'm IanSeth_K. So @IanSeth_K. And that'll connect you to my Facebook and TikTok. I now have a TikTok. and then Chinese, if you look up my name, Ian Kilpatrick, and then my Chinese name is in there. It's harder. Send me an email or follow me on Instagram. I can connect you with the Chinese.
Because there's probably youth groups who would like you to minister. There are probably Chinese congregations.
Yep. So booking best through email. Like I said, ian.s.kilpatrick, ian.s.kilpatrick@gmail.com. That's where I'm receiving booking requests.
Oh, good. Well, I'm always glad to try to help someone who's starting a ministry, get the word out. That's really why we do things at Charisma Media, is to try to build up the body of Christ in many different ways. And I thank my listeners for tuning in. Because of you, my podcast downloads have just passed 15 million. And it's because people share it and they come back and listen. And I think this is kind of a fun one. It's a little bit different than some of the podcasts. Sometimes we're dealing with some very serious, you know, troubling topics, but this is exciting, the idea of sharing the good news of Jesus Christ and sharing it in exciting new contemporary ways with the new generation. And I hope that you'll stay tuned, because I'm going to put some of these videos that Ian has created at the end of the podcast. And so you, if you're watching, you can watch it. And if you're listening, you can listen to it. And if you feel so led, get hold of Ian. And I think that you will enjoy getting to know him and his ministry as much as I have. So thank you again for listening. Tune in again tomorrow for another episode of the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Stephen Strang. Stay up to date with the latest episodes by subscribing on your favorite podcast app and at cpnshows.com. Get the latest reports delivered directly to your inbox by subscribing at strangreport.com.
Well, thank you for listening. You know, I've gotten to know Mike Lindell fairly well. The first time I met him was at National Religious Broadcasters. He was going around meeting people, and instead of saying my name, I said, "You're the man that improved my sleep," as I shook his hand. And he said, in his kind of sing-song that you hear on the commercials, "I knew it would." And that was just like a little joke. And since then, I had the opportunity to visit his office and also his manufacturing plant, meet his employees. I did a cover story in Charisma Magazine in January of 2021. And he did a foreword for my book, Guide and Cancel Culture. You know, his company was going to send me a whole lot of his products, and I told them they didn't need to because I've been using the products for years, really. First, I used my pillow. Then I wanted to buy the Giza Dream Sheets. And my wife said, you know, we already use Egyptian cotton. You know, we had fairly nice sheets. And I said, no, but I want to try them. I want to support Mike Lindell, especially after all these cancel culture people took his products out of the stores because he had the audacity to support Donald Trump. But you know what? We like the Giza Dream Sheets better than whatever Egyptian cotton. It is Egyptian cotton, but somehow the quality level's better. And they're not paying me to say that. That is my opinion. I've never endorsed a product from another company before, but I'm happy to endorse MyPillow.com and the various products that they produce. I sleep on MyPillow every night and really like his Giza Dream Sheets. But they have so many products, and you get a discount on any of their products if you use the product code CHARISMA. Just the word CHARISMA, C-H-A-R-I-S-M-A. Of course, you go to MyPillow.com.